Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny with a high in the low 40s. Currently in Kenosha, 27 degrees, 26 in Burlington. It's 27 in Milwaukee, also 27 in Racine. Students at Racine Unified's McKinley Middle School are back today after an online social media threat, which was later found not to be credible, closed the school Thursday. Just the latest in a series of threat scenarios in southeast Wisconsin. As a result, there is a greater Racine police presence at McKinley today. Police and the school district still investigating the source of the online posting. A jury in Kenosha County finds 17-year-old Latonio Simpson guilty of first-degree intentional homicide for the October 2016 shooting death of Willie Owens in the front yard of his home in Kenosha. Simpson charged as one of the two shooters, Owens, according to court records, stepping in to try to stop a gang-related confrontation. It took the jury less than an hour to reject Simpson's claim of self-defense. He'll be sentenced in early May. Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Jody Meyer has sentenced 25-year-old Nathan Keevy to more than 13 years in prison for over a dozen burglaries committed a few years ago, crimes for which he was actually on court-ordered supervision when he allegedly then shot and killed two brothers last November outside a tavern in Twin Lakes. Keevy's supervision revoked due to the homicide, though the judge could not factor this latest case into her decision. Keevy will be serving that new burglary sentence as the court process continues on May 3rd in reference to the shooting deaths. Racine County Sheriff's deputies arresting a 56-year-old man from Indiana. He reportedly traveled to Wisconsin to have sex with underage girls. The Sheriff's Office's Internet Crimes Against Children Unit communicating with the man via the Internet, posing as a mother, willing to sell her 11 and 15-year-old daughters for sex. At the time, Richard Barney allegedly sent pornographic photographs in his picture and phone number. He got arrested in a parking lot near I-94 and Highway 20. During a news conference, Sheriff Christopher Schmaling said this investigation is not over yet.
My team right now is still examining his electronics, working closely with the Indiana authorities as well, his residents, things of that nature, his family, his friends, people in his circle. This is a very protracted investigation, and we're far from over with, but I wanted to announce to the community today that we have taken a very sick pedophile who is preying on children. Out of the community.
Barney ordered held on a $100,000 bond in Racine County Court. He's going to be back next week for his preliminary hearing. A Kenosha County man is charged in Racine County, two counts of being a felon possessing a firearm. He allegedly tried to buy a semi-automatic weapon from a gun shop in Union Grove. The weapon, an AK-47 semi-automatic rifle, ordered by another person. But when she and the 26-year-old Brandon Armas arrived at the store in early February, court records say the owner felt that the sale involved a straw buy. That's when somebody purchases a weapon for somebody else. Armas was told that paperwork had been delayed and that he needed to come back at a later date. Investigators were told that Armas had arrived at the store with a firearm in a holster on his hip. He was arrested at that point when he returned to the store on February 20th to pick up the gun in question. He's going to be held on $10,000 bond. His preliminary hearing is next week. In Milwaukee, a pickup truck pursued by police from Greenfield for a speeding violation slams driver's side first into a tree overnight near 25th and Euclid. The 25-year-old driver from West Allis, a man behind the wheel, dead. The officer involved in the pursuit, not hurt. Oak Creek police are now investigating. Just before 6 this morning in Kenosha County, there was an accident along southbound I-94 south of Highway 142. A head laceration for the occupant of a vehicle found by a sheriff's deputy along the median wall. In Mount Pleasant, the village board votes to incorporate state law regarding the use of drones into village ordinance. Mount Pleasant Police Captain Matt Soans telling the trustees the department wanted village ordinance to mirror the state law so that the officers could just simply write tickets whenever the need arises.
Our goal would be to get voluntary compliance. We don't foresee having to write these citations very often. However, with the increased frequency that people are using drones, they're drone enthusiasts, there will be times in the future that we may have to resort to writing a citation for our ordinance because of the way that they're operating a drone.
Trustee John Hansen a little concerned about what happens if the state law changes. The proposal approved 5-1. Kenosha fire units sent to a garage fire in the 1600 block of 59th Street yesterday afternoon. A police officer got there first, said there were propane tanks exploding, and called for mutual aid from more equipment and personnel. A garage destroyed, a truck outside of it also heavily damaged, two homes damaged, including the property in question. Smoke from that fire could reportedly be seen from as far away as Pleasant Prairie. It's a plan of attack, if nothing else, a Racine Community Development Office project joined by some other city departments. The process for contractor bids on the eventual teardown and preparation of the former Machinery Row site. This is ahead of putting it out on the market for development. The city's redevelopment authority hearing last night from city purchasing agent Kathy Casper about the RootWorks Committee, as it's called, looking at different phases of this plan to transform that site. City Development Director Amy Conley noting the lead contractor chosen will be driving just how all the related work is going to be unfolding this year.
There could be options to the bid. You could write the bid one way and then say, well, also we want you to spec out what it would cost to do it this way and what it cost to do it this way. And then when the bids come back, we can look at those and kind of make some determinations. But we firmly believe that this is sort of out of the capacity of a city staff member. We want some experts to come in and write these bid specs because this is some really big deconstruction and demolition work.
The goal with the multifaceted plan for the site to be down and ready to have a request for qualifications sent out by the start of next year, including for development and for public space. To set the stage for the full reconstruction of I-94 in Racine and Kenosha County, some preliminary work is scheduled to begin as early as next week, Wednesday. Mike Pirates with the state DOT says this prep work is going to take place between Highway G in Racine County and Highway 142 in Kenosha County.
It is going to be reduced from 3 to 2 lanes during that construction time frame along the southbound lanes. We will have a zipper merge set up leading into that construction zone, so we'll have the appropriate signage.
He says the initial work is going to involve a number of different projects, could be overnight and off-peak closures on the northbound lanes as well, and some of the on- and off-ramps in the project area. This work expected to be completed sometime late this spring. A first-time business venture for Racine's Lionel Montoya is a proposed Mexican-American takeout setup inside of what used to be a restaurant at 1949 State Street, along with some limited dine-in space.
I have worked in fast food restaurants, and I have the help of my family as well to open this place up.
Alderman Sandy Widener, calling it a welcome addition to her district, suggested that this business also have the same chance at available city help programs to get things started.
And I'm hoping that the Department of City Development will offer him the same opportunities via the White Box Program and the Facade Grant Program that other new businesses that wish to start in the city have been offered. This building is far more than 50 years old. It is in a commercial corridor.
The Plan Commission's recommended approval of the conditional use for the new business, going to the Common Council for expected approval. Latest version of an Uptown Racine housing project from Cardinal Capital Development, including for veterans in the old Ajax Industrial Complex on Clark Street, gets rave reviews from the city's Redevelopment Authority. Architect Ty McElhaney indicated the plan really boils down to what can fit on the site, but also trying to maintain the memory of the Ajax factory.
Building C is a huge row of townhomes, and the idea that it runs all the length of the street and all walkable from the street, but no traffic. The traffic will be from within the campus in and of itself. And that gives us the opportunity of having a minimum landscape, but urban landscape between the streets and between the buildings.
It's a 112-unit project versus the 72 initially proposed by the first developer, Herman and Kittle. They got out of it because of scheduling issues regarding tax credits and higher-than-expected bids. And then a second developer, North Point, backed away because of structural concerns with the buildings. And organizations interested in helping to launch careers in construction being urged to register as vendors for the Wisconsin Valley Construction Resource Fair, Wisconsin Valley. It's scheduled for Thursday, March the 29th. It'll be at Festival Hall in Racine. It's a presentation that was to the Racine County Board this week from Jeff Neubauer, Executive Director for Higher Expectations. He talked about this a little bit, said anybody who's interested in construction work really should attend this event.
We want anybody and everybody to show up there who's interested in doing work in construction, either as a contractor, a small business, a large business, and potential job seekers so that they can understand what's going on with Foxconn and construction. There's a lot of misinformation, non-information. Transparency is our best friend here, and we're going to convey all the information that we can.
This is going to feature several workshops on pre-apprenticeship construction training, entrepreneurship, and jobs of the future. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.